At first, when I initially listened about this article, I was like, now the game would expand. But the whole thing is totally different. Hi, I'm Jashan Singh, and you are welcome to the show.
Volume alert.
I'm going to talk about and simply inform you with the real truth behind what really is fish farming on moon. Those who are not familiar with this paper or article, whatever you want to say, named Fish Farming on the Moon: Innovation Countering Professional and Conventional Ways, was published in December 2017 in Journal of Innovation Management by Mary Genevieve Blington and Khadija Maria Hedel from University of Stavanger and International Research Institute of Stavanger, Norway, respectively. And when it was first published, it largely gained attention of scientific community, as I know, but lately, after going through the whole article, the truth wasn't strong enough. So let's talk about what it really is, what it really consists of. But before that, starting from its title. The title of this article, Fish Farming on the Moon, refers to an actual project sponsored by NASA. A project that aims to determine whether astronauts could successfully rear fish on a future moon base. Cyril Parzai-Valla, an aquaculture researcher at the French Research Institute of Exploitation of the Sea, who led the research, dreams of designing a lunar fish farm that uses water already on the moon to help feed residents of the future moon village, set to be established by ESA, European Space Agency. Now, I don't want to go deeper into it. Let's come back to the article. Generally speaking, it's not any scientific article, like those consisting of large description alongside heavy calculations. So the question arises, what really it is? This paper addressed some research questions. Those are, how do entrepreneurial practices challenge professional practices? How do specific professional practices oppose innovation in SMEs? Innovations that counter professional and conventional ways meet barriers to acceptance in communities of experts. How small businesses meet and seek to overcome their barriers may determine the ultimate success of their innovation. The paper seeks to analyze the nature of the particular barrier of professional opposition. The reported barriers, which we address as professional opposition, emerged through the analysis of interview data collected in multiple case study involving 32 firms that are like small firms and 40 innovation projects. This collective case study revealed that this initial opposition from scientific and professional groups may overwhelm entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs lack strategies to deal with and move beyond this opposition to gain entry and acceptance in professional communities. Interpreting the finding through the lens of practical theory, the article says, we find that entrepreneurial practices pose challenges to professional practices, to professional authorities, to accepted methods, and to the imagination. Successful entrepreneurs demonstrate flexibility, aligning their practices to the practices of the professional groups. And I think if this starts to happen, the innovation and exploring levels would rise drastically. Mutual alignment of practices will serve both entrepreneurs and professions. Generally, the whole article was for those who see entrepreneuring and professionalizing at different scale, and for those who tend to observe all the things getting successful, though individually. Entrepreneurs need to unpack the barriers and react strategically rather than emotionally to gain entrance to the professional field. An alignment of new and existing practices would lead to a fruitful collaboration. Now somebody might ask that why this magnificent title is used for this article, as it's not a scientific article, right? So I also have no answer for this question. That might because they want more audience, more readers for their article, and they might use the topic name or title like related to those entrepreneuring and professional practices that might not gather audience for their article, right? So they use this kind of title like fish farming on the moon, and after that adjoining the words like innovations countering professional and conventional ways. This can say something about the article, though the article was little bit, you can say, like related to statistics, gathering the statistics that saying the world need to intersect both the professional and entrepreneur practices to gain something more interesting for the development. So yeah, that's the end of the episode. This was really a short one. I know that episode has been coming after delays, because now I am focusing on quality than quantity, and this is going to be more amazing further. And yes, today's episode was quite a bit different and unique. Hope you have liked it. And always remember, love yourself, thank yourself, choose a different path, and never step back.